Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Milwaukee Brewers and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Tommy Harper. Batting second. The right fielder, Bernie Smith. Batting third. The center fielder, Dave May. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Ted Savage. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Roberto Peña. Batting sixth. The catcher, Phil Roof. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Mike Hegan. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Ted Kubiak. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Skip Lockwood. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Skip Lockwood. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Walt Williams. Batting second. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting third. The left fielder, Carlos May. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Bill Melton. Batting fifth. The catcher, Ed Hairman. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Tommy McCraw. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Ken Berry. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Bobby Knoop. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tommy John. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Tommy John. And now, play ball. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper hits a pop-up towards first. McCraw settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bernie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Noop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio strikes out. Two outs. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May takes first base on ball four. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton hits a fly ball into left field. Savage settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Ted Savage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Savage hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roberto Peña is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peña hits a fly ball into right field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Phil Roof is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roof strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ed Hairman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairman hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kubiak settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Smith. McCraw reaches second base with a double. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry takes first base on ball four. Bobby Knoop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knoop hits a line drive into left field. Savage picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Savage. McCraw scores. Berry moves to third. Nuke moves to second. It's 1-0, White Sox. Tommy John is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is thrown out by unknown player in unknown way. Two outs. Tommy John is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. John is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan takes first base on ball 4. Ted Kubiak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubiak hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hegan moves to second. Skip Lockwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockwood hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it, and throws to get the runner. And he throws it away. That's an error on Melton. Hegan moves to third. Kubiak moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 0-1 in the game. Harper hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it, throws to home for one, and over to first, double play. Kubiak moves to third. Lockwood moves to second. Two outs. Bernie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-1 in the game. Smith is walked intentionally. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-1 in the game. May hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCraw scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats May for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Brewers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-1 in the game. Williams hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Williams. The throw from Roof and he is out, Peña applying the tag. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-1 in the game. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Peña scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. May hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Savage. May reaches second base with a double. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0-1 in the game. Melton hits a fly ball into left field. Savage settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Ted Savage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Savage is 0-1 in the game. Savage hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Roberto Peña is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peña is 0-1 in the game. Peña hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Phil Roof is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roof is 0-1 in the game. Roof hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. Peña moves to second. Two outs. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Hegan takes first base on ball 4. Ted Kubiak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubiak is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Kubiak hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. John fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Brewers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 0 for 1 in the game. Hermann hits a fly ball into right field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kubiak scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Berry takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Knoop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knoop is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Knoop hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Berry moves to second. Tommy John is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. John is 0 for 1 in the game. John hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Berry scores. There goes Knoop trying to get to third. Savage throws the ball into Pena, who relays the ball to Harper, who tags Knoop for the out. It's 2-0, White Sox. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Skip Lockwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockwood is 0 for 1 in the game. Lockwood hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 0 for 2 in the game. Harper hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bernie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Smith hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Harper moves to second. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 2 in the game. May strikes out. Two outs. Ted Savage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Savage is 0 for 2 in the game. Savage hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Brewers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 2 in the game. Aparicio hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Kubiak catches it and throws to first to double up Williams. Two outs. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. May takes first base on ball 4. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0 for 2 in the game. Melton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. May moves to second. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 0 for 2 in the game. Hermann hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 5-0, White Sox. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. McCraw hits a line drive towards first. Heaton reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Roberto Peña is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peña is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Peña hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Phil Roof is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roof is 0 for 2 in the game. Roof hits a pop-up towards first. McCraw settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Hegan hits a fly ball into center field. Barry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Brewers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Barry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barry is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Barry hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bobby Knoop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knoop is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Knoop takes first base on ball 4. Barry moves to second. Dave Baldwin now pitching. Ted Kubiak now playing shortstop. Gus Gill now playing second base. Roberto Pena now playing first base. Tommy John is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roof throws to second, with Kubiak covering, and has Barry trapped. There's the throw to Harper who tags Barry for the out. Knoop moves to second. One out. Tommy John is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. John is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. John hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Knoop moves to third. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Baldwin fields it and throws to home to get Knoop. John moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 3 in the game. Aparicio hits a fly ball into left field. Savage settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Ted Kubiak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubiak is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kubiak hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Gus Gill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gill hits a fly ball into center field. Barry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Harper hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. Kubiak moves to second. Two outs. Bernie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCraw scoops it up and throws to first, with John covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Brewers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Dick Ellsworth now pitching. Hank Aaron now playing right field. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and two walks. May hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kubiak scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Melton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Harper fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Hermann hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gill scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 3 in the game. May strikes out. One out. Ted Savage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Savage is 0 for 3 in the game. Savage hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roberto Peña is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peña is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Peña hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Phil Roof is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roof is 0 for 3 in the game. Roof hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Brewers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards first. Peña scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats McCraw for the out. One out. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kubiak scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Knoop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knoop is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Knoop hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gill settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron strikes out. One out. Ted Kubiak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubiak is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Kubiak hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pete Coghill pinch hits for Gus Gill. Pete Coghill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coghill hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-1, White Sox. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Harper hits a fly ball into right field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 5, and Milwaukee Brewers, 1. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.